Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Sisell. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Mulevey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hod Leesenby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hod Leesenby. And now, play ball. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell bunts towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Wurstler. Kerr moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver throws the ball into Reagan, who tags Jolly trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kerr scores. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sisell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Thomas, and towards Cecil, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Reeves. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Thomas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-0 in the game. Cecil bunts towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Kerr moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly is walked intentionally. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Tote moves to third. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tote scores. Berry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-1 in the game. Durst hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Leesonby moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reagan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Barnes reaches second base with a double. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-1 in the game. Malivi bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Barnes moves to third. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Barnes scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Toth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Webb trying to get to third. Barnes throws the ball into Cecil, who tags Webb for the out. Two outs. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Toth hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 0 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves juggles the ball. That's an error on Reeves. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Cecil moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leesonby strikes out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 2 in the game. Durst hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reeves hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 1 in the game. Malivi strikes out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Berry drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thomas out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Webb reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to third. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leesonby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leesonby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Wurstler. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Barnes bunts towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 2 in the game. Malivi hits a line drive towards center. Oliver catches it and throws to second to double up Whatwood. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 3 in the game. Durst hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Durst reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reeves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Durst scores. Reeves moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reeves tags and moves to third. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Reeves scores. Reagan moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields the ball and throws home. Tate drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Tate. Oliver scores. Wurstler moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tate for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.